Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Helping Young Children Learn Language and Literacy, Birth Through Kindergarten is an early childhood education text associated with Carol Vuklic and widely used in teacher preparation and professional learning. Its subject is the development of oral language, early reading, and early writing from infancy through kindergarten, with attention to how educators and families can support these abilities before formal schooling is fully established. The book belongs to the practical academic genre of literacy methods, combining developmental theory, classroom practice, and research-informed instruction. Its purpose is not simply to describe how children acquire language and literacy, but to help adults design environments, interactions, routines, and assessments that strengthen that development. A defining feature is its effort to balance child-centered, constructivist learning with explicit science-based instruction. It also foregrounds family participation, cultural and linguistic diversity, play, and assessment as connected parts of effective early literacy teaching rather than separate concerns. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, early literacy is treated as a birth through kindergarten developmental continuum. A central contribution of the book is its framing of language and literacy as a continuous developmental process rather than a skill set that begins when children enter kindergarten. This matters because infants, toddlers, preschoolers, and kindergarten children require different forms of adult support, yet their experiences are connected. Early oral language, shared attention, vocabulary growth, book handling, storytelling, drawing, name writing, sound awareness, and print recognition all contribute to later reading and writing readiness. The book therefore encourages educators to see everyday interactions as instructional opportunities, not only planned lessons. A teacher talking with a toddler during routines, a caregiver reading aloud with expression, or a preschool classroom labeling meaningful materials all become part of literacy development. This continuum approach also helps prevent a narrow focus on worksheets or premature formal reading tasks. Instead, it supports instruction that is developmentally appropriate while still purposeful, by linking birth to age 5 growth with kindergarten expectations. The book gives teachers a framework for recognizing emerging abilities and responding before delays become more difficult to address. Secondly, constructivist learning is balanced with science-based literacy instruction. The book is distinctive in its attempt to reconcile two approaches that are sometimes presented as opposites in early education. Constructivist practice emphasizes children building understanding through play, exploration, conversation, and meaningful activity. Science-based instruction emphasizes evidence-informed attention to language, phonological awareness, alphabet knowledge, print concepts, vocabulary, and comprehension. The book does not reduce early literacy to either free discovery or direct skill drills. Instead, it argues for intentional teaching within meaningful contexts. For example, a teacher can support print awareness during dramatic play, extend vocabulary during a science activity, or guide children to hear sounds and words through songs and rhymes. This balance is important because young children learn best when instruction is emotionally engaging and socially grounded, but they also benefit from systematic exposure to the components of literacy. The practical implication is that effective teachers make deliberate instructional decisions while preserving the active, interactive character of early childhood classrooms. The book positions literacy teaching as both responsive and planned. Thirdly, family involvement is presented as a core condition for literacy growth. Family participation is not treated as an optional supplement in the book, but as one of the central conditions shaping children's language and literacy development. This emphasis reflects the reality that much early literacy learning occurs outside formal classrooms. Children hear language, encounter stories, ask questions, observe writing, and participate in routines at home and in community settings. The book encourages educators to view families as partners with knowledge of the child's interests, language background, cultural practices, and daily experiences. This perspective has practical consequences. Rather than assigning generic home activities, teachers are encouraged to build communication with families, respect different literacy traditions, and suggest accessible practices such as shared book reading, conversation, songs, environmental print, and storytelling. The value of family involvement is also equity-related. When schools understand and build on home language and literacy practices, they avoid treating difference as deficiency. The book's approach helps teachers connect classroom instruction with children's lived experiences, making literacy learning more coherent and relevant. Fourthly, respect for linguistic and cultural diversity shapes instructional decisions. The book places diversity at the center of early literacy instruction, especially because children enter early childhood settings with varied languages, dialects, family practices, cultural identities, and prior experiences with books and print. This focus is important because literacy teaching can unintentionally privilege one narrow model of language use or home experience. A culturally responsive approach asks teachers to recognize children's existing strengths, including oral storytelling, bilingual ability, family narratives, community knowledge, and different ways of interacting with adults and peers. The book's attention to diversity also affects assessment and instruction. A child who is learning English, for instance, should not automatically be interpreted as having a language delay simply because expressive English is still developing. Teachers need to observe comprehension, first language resources, participation patterns, and opportunities for language use. In classroom practice, respect for diversity may involve selecting books that reflect children's backgrounds, inviting multiple forms of expression, supporting home languages, and creating literacy activities that do not assume identical cultural experiences. This makes literacy instruction more accurate and more equitable. Lastly, instruction-based assessment links observation directly to teaching action. Assessment in the book is presented as a tool for guiding instruction rather than merely judging children or producing records. This distinction is especially important in early childhood, where development is rapid, uneven, and strongly influenced by context. Instruction-based assessment means that teachers observe what children can do during authentic activities and use that information to decide what support should come next. A child's participation in read-aloud discussions, attempts at writing, interest in books, ability to hear rhymes, or use of new vocabulary can all provide evidence of growth. The value of this approach is that it keeps assessment close to teaching. Instead of waiting for formal testing to identify concerns, educators can adapt materials, groupings, questions, modeling, and family communication in real time. The book's emphasis on formative assessment also fits its broader developmental orientation. Young children should be understood through patterns of performance over time, not isolated scores. This makes assessment more useful for planning and more respectful of individual variation. In conclusion, helping young children learn language and literacy, birth through kindergarten, is best suited for early childhood educators, teacher candidates, literacy coaches, program directors, and family support professionals who work with children from infancy through kindergarten. Families and caregivers may also benefit from its explanations of how everyday language, shared reading, play, and interaction contribute to later literacy. Its practical value lies in showing how early literacy instruction can be intentional without becoming developmentally inappropriate. Readers gain a framework for connecting oral language, early reading, early writing, classroom environment, family partnership, diversity, and assessment into a coherent teaching practice. Intellectually, the book is useful because it resists simplified debates between child-centered learning and explicit instruction. It presents early literacy as both socially constructed and teachable through research-informed methods. Compared with many literacy methods texts that focus mainly on preschool or elementary grades, this book stands out for its birth through kindergarten scope and its integration of family involvement, culturally responsive practice, play, and formative assessment. It is not primarily a quick activity manual. Its strength is helping educators understand why particular literacy practices matter and how they can be adapted to children's developmental levels and cultural contexts. That combination makes it a durable resource for both coursework and professional reflection. If you would like to support Carol Vuklic, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.